You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
You've heard the expression, penny for your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in radio, a penny's way out of our budget. So we're hoping our listeners are willing to do this for free.
Ooh.
Please.
Or maybe we could just send them a radio station sticker.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We have
some
even?
Sort of swag in the closet that we can send out.
We don't have a free t-shirt we can give them?
No,
those are too expensive.
Way too expensive.
Maybe a keychain.
All right.
If someone's on the line ready to get something off their chest, he's chosen to go by the alias Doug.
Ooh.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, Doug.
Whoa, you don't sound like a Doug. Well, you don't sound like a human.
Yeah.
Doug, you are today's mass speaker. Your phone line is currently being run through the voice changer. So whenever you're ready, hit us with your confession.
All right. Oh, man.
It's okay, Doug. Deep breaths.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, I probably should have been fired for this.
Oh, good start.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Can I ask first what you do for work?
Sure. So I drive a forklift for a shipping warehouse.
Okay.
Heavy machinery.
Please don't tell me this is like somebody got impaled or something.
Yeah, you're like, I murdered 7 people at the warehouse.
Oh, just 7? That's a good one.
That's a lucky number.
What's going on, Doug?
Well, okay. So, moving around heavy boxes and stuff, part of my job, it happens outside, like loading and unloading containers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty much once you start, you don't stop. You got to keep going. You got deadlines and all this other stuff.
Aren't you guys all like timed? And if you hit the times, then.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get like tea time in the middle of your forklifts?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
So at one point, I really, 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 really had to use the bathroom, but I couldn't stop.
Isn't that crazy?
You're not allowed to stop to go use the bathroom?
What?
No.
Oh my God.
Some guys even wear diapers.
Wow, that's crazy to me.
I know. I probably should have that day because I didn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh no.
Oh,
Doug, you wet yourself, honey.
Or number two.
Yes.
That happened to me once in 7th grade in the JCPenney's dressing room, and it was really embarrassing.
7th grade? They have bathrooms in JCPenney.
Yeah. It was a complicated swimsuit I was trying on, and I couldn't get it off in time.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, so was that a 1 or a 2?
A 1.
No, it was a 2.
What?
No! I knew it! That's why I said that.
Oh, my God.
No!
Wow.
Ew!
While
Doug!
You're working.
I had no other option. It was like being in Times Square on New Year's Eve. I just couldn't. Ew. There was nothing I could do.
That's the analogy you use?
Balls dropping. He was counting down. I get it.
Can I just say, for the record, mine was a 1? Like,
yeah.
Number 2.
Hey, don't judge.
Yeah, I had to work. I had to, but like, what do you... I mean, at that point, you can go tell your boss, like, hey, these restrictions on our timing need to be let up a little bit because I'm pooping myself.
I know. Those little children working over at the factories in China are like, ugh, at least we don't have it like Doug.
Yeah.
At least we get bathroom breaks.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So immediately, like, once we were finished, I ran over to the restroom. But, of course, maintenance was in there working on it, so I couldn't go in.
Oh my God.
Bad those day. Days, dude. Yeah. Bad timing.
Yeah, and that's not one of those just tie a shirt around your waist type of situation.
Yeah,
maybe no
yeah.
one will notice.
So what, you had to go the whole day with just dirty pants?
Ew.
No, so what I did, and this is really where my confession starts, I think. I mean...
Oh, that wasn't your confession?
Oh, God.
So I found a kind of a nook in the warehouse, like a little corner where nobody was around and nobody could see me, I thought nobody could see me. And I kind of... off my pants and quickly tossed my underwear into one of the shipping boxes and then just kind of dished them there.
Ew.
Wait, did you ship that box?
Oh my God.
Well. So I meant to go get it at the end of the day, but things just got busy again and
no.
I just totally spaced and I didn't remember until I got home that night that I had just...
Yeah. Oh my God.
So somebody out there in the world got a package of your dirty draws.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Disgusted.
I mean, my goodness.
Can you imagine opening that?
Ugh. Yeah, and being like, what? I just thought I bought an iPad. What the heck is that?
How do you know they got shipped, Doug?
I raced to work early the next morning and tried to like intercept the whole thing, but I asked one of my supervisors and they were like, oh, yeah, those containers were shipped to Mexico like half hour ago.
Oh,
hot country?
Oh,
stop.
My God.
Ew, yeah. Ew, so, ew.
What were you thinking when they told you that?
I was mortified. I mean, I felt, I don't know, it just was terrible.
Oh, this is like, I don't know why I think it's so funny.
And also, then I'm thinking, okay, wait, could they, you know, I mean, I'm not like a CSI guy, but are they going to trace this back to me via DNA? Or
they have your DNA.
I feel at some point, Doug, you should come forward with this story, because maybe they would take a second look at their practices that they use at their workplace.
We're not ordering from these guys anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks at this point, and I was worried about cameras and stuff like that, but I kind of think I'm in the clear, and I don't think I'm going to bring it up, because I really do not want to get fired.
They would have said something by
there,
now.
There haven't been any complaints about a package that's been opened in Mexico?
Not that I've heard of. So
either that or they saw it on camera and they're like, that's the commitment we want from our employees. Look at that guy right now.
Or somebody in Mexico opened it and was like, oh, wow, happy surprise. In fact, maybe they sent like a 5-star review after receiving them.
What is this crap?
Yeah.
There it goes.
All right. Wow, Doug. Well,
that is a lot.
Keep us updated on if you still have a job over the next few months.
And just let us know if it happens again so we can just not open our packages.
Okay. Yeah. And also, you may want to think about those diapers you mentioned at the beginning. Yeah. Maybe you know.
I think it's a good investment.
Well, text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity with a voice changer so you can become the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.